Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, and we're sorry about the delay. We're glad to have you here in the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inca 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome my old friends and say hi, Baragani, and to my new friends, I'd like to say what's up. And ladies and gentlemen, we are embarking upon a new topic for those of you who have not been following us. We are not on relationships right now. We're interfusing the topic with music, the music inside me, and promoting music. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing something for the youth where we could talk about putting their music to work so that they can find their professions and be able to get paid for it. Once again, we'd like to thank you for dropping by the Care to Read Room. And for those of you who are viewing us by way of Facebook, we like to say come and join us. To Brother Ezell out there, we are on the air, and I'd like to definitely have you join us personally. And to those out there in Harambe Station, we'd like to say to our brother Damani Aman to please join us as well. And for those viewing us by Twitters, if you want to If you want to use your Twitters to tweet the show, please do that. And we are soliciting for helpers to come into our chat room and assist us. So we like to feature our music with a little bit of a twist. And for those of you who didn't hear the beginning of the show, we're talking about how you could take your profession in music, use it to evaluate music and get paid for it. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit tonight. But what we also want to focus in on is a mere fact. African Americans have $1 billion purchasing power, and they're spending money everywhere, it seems to be. But it doesn't seem like we're controlling anything financially. And we want to speak on that topic a bit. And the reason why I brought this topic into the arena is because we've got to get paid. And ladies and gentlemen, as a performer who was being paid while overseas in Europe, I'd like to get paid here in the United States now that I've retired to a life of music. And I am aiming to find a way to do that, and I'd like to bring you aboard as well. And one of the things we can do to get paid in the field of music, we can develop our institutions, and we can also develop programs that will center around our children developing their jazz quartets, traveling, going international, becoming ambassadors, representing our country in the realm of jazz and music. We can hold contests. We can have consortiums where our children go to be prepped, and we can work towards developing our children into geniuses so we can look for our next Michael Jackson. See, I'm here right here in the city of Gary, Indiana, where Michael Jackson was made and created. And during the era of time, he was developing his craft. Our family was also developing their craft with all of us going to music classes, taking clarinet lessons, violin lessons, piano lessons. We were all astute to music here in Gary, Indiana. And one of the things that we do well, we're very talented, multi-talented in music and dance and entertainment. So we should name this city the city of entertainment. And when we begin to start to put demands on a city like that, guess what? We'll start producing the character of person that could carry it. And the reason why I say that, Michael Jackson wasn't the only one that fared well that left this town. We had others like Joan Faulkner, came right out of Gary, Indiana. She is now a household name in Europe. She has her own satire, and she is the gospel lady of jazz and blues in Europe. I had a chance to meet with her there. She's anxious to know about what's going on here in the States and how are we faring in the music industry. Well, I like to say that Gary is suffering a bit, but we're not taking advantage of all of our opportunities that we have here in this humble city. We could put this city back on the map. And I'm talking to you, Mayor. I'm talking to you. We're trying to get jobs for youth. The way to get jobs for youth is to create a museum, one where they could take their talents to the street. Right now, we could talk about the heartbeat of what's really going on in Gary. Our young people need to be trained, and they don't need to be working in McDonald's for 5 years. They need to have some plan of advancement, some plan of a 5-year plan to advance and to develop. And they need to be in entertainment business. And this is a business because the average person that is really in this business, they're faring and doing well with their tours. You don't make a whole lot of money on cutting CDs anymore, but performing on stage and traveling is where you make your money. Excuse me. And a large percent of us really have to know how to find managers and how to travel and how to get an agenda of where we plan to perform, how much we plan to take in, and how we're going to distribute the money to pay our workers. So there's a lot to be said about marketing yourself. But one thing we know for sure, we've got to know good music. And if we're in the arena of dance, that's another whole category that we haven't even talked about. And one of the things, ladies, for those of you who are really entertainers and love tweeting and love twerking, or whatever you call it, there's a way to do those dances and get paid for it. There is Zumba dancing. There's all kinds of dancing for women now that are engaged in costume dancing the full bit of shaking your bottom. so that you can really make a profession out of it. And one of the things we have to remember is that if you've had a chance to cut a CD and you have branded yourself and not only cut a CD, but you perform on television and you've done backup, you're a professional at it and you're a performer and you have some skills. And I want you to I want to tell you right now, you have no business sitting playing second fiddle to anyone. And I told myself the same thing. After performing for Princess Diana, backing up LaBouche, I turned on one of my videotapes, and there I saw LaBouche singing with Joan Faulkner and us in the background. I hadn't viewed that tape in a long time, but it brought memories back to me, and it made me realize if we were backing up one of the fabulous groups of Europe who toured Europe, then what more could we do here in the United States? Well, I am really looking for some young people that are interested in being a part of a quartet. We're looking for bass players, and we want those young people to go to their various different after-school programs, because one of the things Project 2019 is doing right now, we're assembling ourselves with the Salvation Army to bring the young children together, not just for another tutoring after-school program, but one where they can come. And they are being given an opportunity to select instruments of their choice, which are given to them under a scholarship. And we are going to actually have the accessibility to tap into those instructors who could help us give lessons to those children so our Salvation Armies can become a consortium, a music consortium, where they can go and learn how to handle instruments and develop a love for the trade and art of music. And for those of you who are a little bit more advanced than that and who are ready to take your craft to the streets, these schools need to be opening up this summer. We need to have music camps, and we need to have them all over the place, and festivals and colonies. They're music colonies. Now, what I have always wanted to leave behind was a legacy of music. And that's why I came back here to this town, Gary, Indiana, to leave my legacy behind of music. So with the years of service I have left in me, I'd like to give them to the Salvation Army to establish one of the first consortium here in Gary, Indiana, where children go to be trained and tutored by some of the best elite professionals. And yes, I'm one of them. I will be offering voice lessons and voice control, but we're bringing in other volunteers to come and give their service and time to these young youth so that they not only will be rapping, but they will be singing jazz, all that jazz, and the blues. You know how we like to do the blues? Lady sings the blues. She's got it bad. She feels so sad, wants the world to know just what the blues is all about. Yes, and we'll be singing all that jazz, and we want these young people to learn the skill of music and all the genres of music, not only just hip-hop. We want them to be engaged with gospel reggae is a new genre that we're bringing out on the scene. We want these young people to be so engaged in music that they will begin to run for the after-school programs just to engage in beat-making, learning how to read notes, and playing by ear. So these are some of the things we have been working with over the past week. We're laying the foundations for them to come after school. The after-school program has already been set up, but we want to focus it in on music. And with me volunteering and many of you out there in the community who have skills, come on out and volunteer. Give an hour a day or give an hour a week, whatever you can give. But we're structuring it specifically for music. You know why? Because they can get paid in the business of music. I'm sick and tired of seeing our youngsters live their life out in McDonald's. I sat with a young man today, nearly broke my heart when he told me, I came out of school with a certificate of completion, not even a degree, not even a diploma, but a certificate of completion, which can get him nowhere. He says, I've been in the same job at McDonald's for 5 years. Isn't it time for me to get a promotion? Yes, it's time for you to get a promotion. And parents, we've got to get involved with the process of our children's five-year plan into the workforce, and we've got to include some of those music arenas and put the children in class and stop buying them so much stuff. Take that same money and put it into music lessons so that we can start engaging these children and developing their skill. Because once they develop a talent, it's a gift that no one could take from them. And growing up here in Gary, Indiana, we toured and traveled all over Gary, singing with the orchestra, playing the clarinet and violin. And once we did that, we used that skill as an alternative skill when we had an opportunity to leave this country, and it fared well. It allowed me to open up a second career. Now, a lot of you hear me sing a lot on this air because I'm musically inclined and I love music. And in growing up with my other 17 sisters and brothers, we all played instruments and we all engaged in music. And we were all endowed to understand that music made for a better child. Now, I'm going to say this to you youngsters. If you're not engaged in orchestra or music classes, you need to enroll. And you need to also find out what stores are offering scholarships. And I do have names of some of the stores here in Gary, Indiana, that will be offering scholarships and free instruments for those students who will register and have a need, a financial need. Now, here's what I want to also say. We got some bad beats out here in the arena where students are making beats, and they go into the labs over in Africa, and they make beats. And every chance I get a sample of their beats, and I like to play them here in this studio to give them airtime, to give them visibility. And I want to play one of the baddest lowdown beats that I've heard in a long time that came from the lab out of Africa. So watch out, folks. We're going to give it to you now, and we're going to bring it from the hip called Choo Choo Beat right out of Africa. Check it out.
Mes avertissements, mes voici un monde triste, ma bise, ma dévorate, ma je rappe tellement mal, ma musique du rap, ma respect tous ces gars qui m'ont quitté pour des années, rap plus, ma micro, vous méritez mes applaudissements, malheureusement, c'est un négro, ne reconnaît pas de ce rap, ma, il faut qu'il rappe, c'est faire du jacasse, ma, négro, votre place n'est pas ici, c'est au parlement,
Goma, where my people need Amani. Peace is what you get when you stand up. The time is now, say we Wakati. They see me and ask, when a Tokowapi? Where you from? Carolina, but I'm really an African son. Hot as the African sun. Freedom's about to be won. If you get you clapping your hands, nobody's clapping a gun. Poa poa, Zurisana, and Ndugu Zango, can you feel me? Sawa sawa.
Wakati wa kujenga, wakati wa kusonga, wakati wa maendeleo, bidii na jihada. Songa mgongomani bila asira na chuki, tenda mgongomani bila zikinona fiti. Acha kukula rushwa, hizo damu zishapita. Pamoja na umoja tutasimamisha Afrika. Na bidii, Kongo itasikika.
Itasikika hata itakubalika.
Ni wakati wa kumaliza vita, ni wakati wa kushikana mkono. Ni wakati wa kujenga inji, ni wakati wa kushiwa mishamele.
Ni wakati umefika wa kufanya vya maana. Kila mtu na nafasi yake, tutumike pamoja.
Kujenga inchi yetu Kongo, Ebene Maflo, Oyo Tango akotonga bolingo. Ni wakati ya kuheshimu mtu na mali yake. Telemoma tuseme no kwa ubagaji. Telemoma telemoma ni wakati ya kukata. Telemoma tuseme no a la corruption. Telemoma time is now ya kubadili Afrika. Telemoma tuseme no a la guerre rebellion.
Goma, sote tumefika. Goma, sote twafika.
sasa wakati umefika Kongo yote zima lazima tusikiki yote enzi muza niliona kama ni zero kwani kila siku tulipewa mipokero fati mbali mbali ata paka na kisharo walipewa mipokero
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to call in and light up those phone lines at 646-478-0270. Let's talk about it. Now, that little hit and that little cut there, it has a combination of diversity in it. And one of the reasons why I selected over several other cuts was because I enjoyed the diversification of the many different languages. Even though we don't speak all those tongues or be able to understand and don't have a working knowledge, we have a feel for what they're saying, and they are collaborating very well together. And in Africa, you find young people that are doing the beat that we are doing, and they have the same steps, even though they're in different continents and different parts of the diaspora. And one of the things we're finding is that they're more into music, and they go way out to create the beats from every instrument they can. And if you notice that harmony that's in there and the pitch of that song, why don't you call in? Our chat rooms are open. And if you'd like to come in and chat about it, we can do that. But we want to give these young people some feedback about their beats that they're making in the lab. And tonight we're going to focus in on what's really real. This is the heart of the pulse of the young people, and they're talking about what's going down in the neighborhood. So let's talk about it. One of the things that's going down is our young youth are upset because our adults have not really fought for the right to bring our young people in and to pass the baton to them and show them what's real good music. Now, I'm a jazz and R&B listener as well as gospel. I love it all. We just recently created a genre that's called gospel reggae. And back on the dock over in Germany, where we hung out near the lake, we came together, I brought gospel, and we had a few of our other Turkish brothers and our French brothers who brought along their version of folk music. And we put the folk music together and came out with the gospel reggae. And it was such a sweet sound and tune that we would meet out there weekly to sing this gospel reggae. It had a gospel beat to it and a reggae downbeat to it. So it was a cool, cool example of a new genre. Has not been invented or talked about here in the United States, but we're getting ready to bring it out and lay it out so that young people can grab it and run with it. It has a lot to do with folk music, a lot with gospel. And I'd like to do one of the arrangements that we created there and that we worked on. Some of it created here in the United States, but it's one of the versions of the old traditional gospel song entitled Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me. Oh, sweet love, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. When I look over into Jordan, and what did I see? Lord, it was a band of angels coming up after me, coming for to carry me home. Why don't you swing low, chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing low, chariot, stop and let me ride. I've got a home. Yes, I've got a home. I've got a home over on the other side. Now, that was just one of the little jingles we did while out there on the dock of the bay singing our gospel reggae. And we found that when we added a little folk to it and a little gospel, it gave it a little life. And the suffering that we knew here in the States could be collaborated with that over in Europe. And we found that our traditional gospel was no different than their folk. And they added a little reggae beat to it with the drums. And, you know, we do everything with the drums. And we find that the heartbeat and the pulse of the people is just like the drum. So for our music to come alive, we add drums to it. And we want to talk to you young people today to tell you that we are trying to bring you into an understanding of some of our traditional R&B and our jazz makers, like Sam Cooke, for example. I don't know if the young people are realizing, but this happy song that they sing, it's a lot like Sam Cooke's style, where he brought in the smooth traditional gospel. And when he said a change is going to come, people didn't realize he was ushering in the new change for gospel singers to start singing jazz and R&B, like Anita Baker brought in Sarah Vaughan, and she coupled that with a little Billie Holiday, when Billie Holiday sang, "'Tain't Nobody's Business." "'Tain't nobody's business, ain't nobody's business, child, if I do." And she came and she brought in the song about strange fruit. She brought the songs that right now Anita Baker collaborates into a compository of Sarah Vaughan, and she brings Anita Baker to bring it into effect about songs that she sings about I Apologize, for example. I apologize. Oh, believe me, I do. I apologize. Oh, innocent true. I should have known I was wrong. That's why I'm singing this song. Because I want to get through you just to make it up to you. Operator, get my baby on the line. Because just the other night, we had a horrible fight. Oh, I admit I said some things I should not say. I never meant to treat my daddy that way. I apologize. Oh, believe me, I do. I should have known I was wrong. That's why I'm singing this song. Because I want to get through you just to make it up to you. Now, she's saying the smooth, silky songs like Sarah Vaughan, and she brought into effect an understanding that with a hard, coarse tone of voice, that those were the voices that they were calling for in those days. However, Billie Holiday struggled as she brought her sweet songs in, because they said they were with a lot of suffering, of real suffering that she experienced, and she brought passion to the arena. So as we look at these music historians, we want our young people to find an understanding in Sam Cooke and understand that he struggled to bring about some clarity in the diverse world when there was racism everywhere. He brought in a new sound, saying that a change was going to come, and with it he brought a little bit of revolutionary movement. So our children have got to attach movement to their songs. A struggle without music is nothing. As you notice, as we walked down the civil rights road, we had music to attach to our struggle. And as we locked arms together, and we sang songs that were instrumental in becoming tools of justice and tools that fought and liberated us, so to speak. And Nina Simone brought the liberating song for us as she sang about she was going to leave you with the backlash blues. We're not done with Nina Simone yet, because she truly had an understanding that if you had to fight a war, you fought it with a pen and paper and a song in your mouth, and you could uproot people from their ignorance. And I want to uproot people from their ignorance today with the vocal cords of using music as a form of weapon to fight against some of this inadequacy and injustice that's going on in the United States right here in America. In the housing arena, for one, we have laid down our weapons. Let's pick up our tools and weapons of choice again. Let's sing about what has happened to our nation, where homes are being stripped out of the hands of those working class citizens who have worked and earned their property because we were never given reparation. And there was land that was given away that belongs to us Africans. We want it back. And we intend to get it back. We were never offered the opportunity to have reparation, but yet property and land was given to those who were slave owners and owners of slaves, and they were given that as reparation. That's our land. And now you fight us over the land that we do pay money for, and you steal that for your portfolios as well. Well, you can't have our land. You can't have our property. And the ancestors told me to tell you, if they have to rise up out of the grave, they will rise up, and they will come to meet you and your children, and they will get your children's children down to the thousand generation if you don't leave our property alone. I want to say that again. If you don't leave our property alone and you continue to do unjust things to disrupt our lives, to move us out of our property, and to try to falsify information, the ancestors will meet you at the doorstep of the courthouse, and they will double dare you to dart those doors, because their bones will rise up like dry bones, and we'll sing about it. We'll be able to write a compository song to sing about it, because these are the times that we should be writing songs that will engage the general public to know that we mean business, and our songs will fight for us, and they will go on fighting for us, because Ninas have been left back here to fight wars that we should have long fought. So why are we pussyfooting around in the laboratory singing lukewarm songs that have no vested interest to fight anyone? Let's make fighting songs so that we as warriors can stand up and we can use our songs like swords, like two-edged swords that will cut going in and cut coming out. Because this is pathetic. It is a disgrace to take people out of their homes and watch them stumble and stagger under bridges and scrounge around like animals to live from day to day, and you add them to your portfolio, and you think you can stand tall and big and talk to me from your bank situation and your seats in the bank and said, I got here because of the hard work I've done. You're a liar and a thief, and the truth is not in you. You stole it from others like us and put it in your portfolio. Now, I'm angry about it today because our music has got to say something about what is actually going down in the streets today. Our people are being ripped off, and they're not only just blacks, they're poor whites, Latinos, and Mexicans and alike, because they think because you're black and you're a minority, you don't understand what's going on. We do understand what's going on. It's a ripoff of the nation. If other countries can see how you've ripped off the poor and now you have created a caste system, no middle class, but yet the poor, you still keep bleeding dry. Well, you can't bleed us dry anymore. The ancestors said that you're up against the wall. You have got to make a decision to back off or you will suffer the consequences, because they are not playing with you anymore, and they're telling us to create our songs for warfare. Because we've been in a war all this time, and we don't even realize it, and we are singing songs that are not powerful enough to fight. And we've got to use fighting songs now. We've got to come back with something greater than black backlash. We've got to come back with the backlash. And we've got to bring the Mississippi goddamn back again. And we've got to talk about all the other cities who have gone worse and changed a whole lifestyle for people. Whenever you put people out of their homes and tell them this is a procedure and you have the law to back you up and judges to stand behind your lies, the judges won't be able to sleep at night. And their children will see that there's no honesty in them and they're not truly fighting for the people. Well, we, the people, are going to make music that will fight for us today. And with our music, we will be able to stand in front of national TV. And this revolution will be televised as we sing the song that will liberate people so that they can live decent and in order. Because it's not fair that you should allow us to sing hip-hop songs that will desecrate our communities, that will tear down our women, and that will allow our young people to disgrace themselves and say they're our leaders. They're liars. They're not our leaders if they're standing there with their clothes exposed and desecrating themselves. We are decent people, and black people have always been decent. We're going to start thinking with one voice and speaking with one voice. We will no longer let idiots get up front to demonstrate the desecration of our people. We will have intelligent intellect speaking on our behalf and speaking with one voice. Yes, it's important to understand that they fed you an education. Get more education. We'll have the jobs for you. And these young people have gotten more education, and there are no jobs there for. But you better believe I'm going to get your PhD. I'm going to get your PhD, and I'm going to use it to liberate my people with. Not because I'm satisfying a quota for you, but because I have the intellect, and I want to liberate our mentally depressed and our people who are psychologically deranged from not understanding what disorder you're placing on them. Some of the institutions are making the young people deranged. We're going to stop that nonsense. We're going to put a cap on it and a lid on it. Because we understand that psychological depression comes from disorderly behavior, disconnecting these children. So one of the things we're going to do is make music to liberate ourselves, to free ourselves. And we're going to understand that this music, too, can be put in the Hall of Fame. And we will not be embarrassed to look back as we get older and say, did we create something called chaotic music that destroyed our people? We will no longer destroy our people with chaotic music. We will use upliftment of music to liberate them, like Nina Simone did and like Sam Cooke did. And Sam Cooke said there was going to be a change, and it's a change coming. It's going to be a change, and it's here now. I was born by the river in a little old shack. Oh, just up the road of peace. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there in that great big old sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. When I go downtown and I go to the movies, someone says, oh child, don't you hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. When I go to my brother and I say, brother, please, would you help me, please? And he winds up knocking me down on my knees. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Oh, yes it will. A change is gonna come. And young people, I want you to be a part of that change. Pull your pants up. Put your belt on. Put your shoulders back. Now rest in him easy, like, because if you took your music and took control of it to bring sameness back to your community and stop clapping the gun and start clapping your hands, you could take control tomorrow morning and you'd have the bank back and you'd rule in your own neighborhoods. You could do it with your music. And it's all in the music because they march to the beat of your drum. And if you would come to your senses and realize to desecrate your sisters in public, calling them all out their name would mean death and damnation for you, because the Bible says don't even bother to get on your knees and ask anything from the Creator as you've disrespected your women. So I want you to turn things around. Turn it around. Turn things around. Turn it around. And when you've been strengthened, go back and lift your brothers up who are on the road of destruction. Because our music is supposed to deliver us, not demigrate us. Our music is supposed to open up blind eyes, and deaf ears should be able to hear. And we should be able to take this message to another level of psychologically using it to debrief ourselves. Let's debrief ourselves and get a better understanding of how we can reach each other with an open hand, and we can touch each other and lift each other up with an encouragement song and a dance that we can demonstrate life and not death. So let's take this music to another level, because this ghetto stuff that we're doing has got to stop. We got to change this ghetto stuff.
I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark. I was whipping the hard, I was getting the bras. They like, who the hell is that? I was dealing sacks, you looking at niggas that drove the hell and back. Charismatic, I was raised by an addict with money in the attic. Got guns while you at it. At this present time, I'm out of my mind, and that's a habit. Still got them waiting in line, they gotta have.
Last night was the first night I got sleep. Tossing and turning for 2 or 3 weeks. Oh, my nightmares are triggered by bad memories. Oh, Lord, send me an angel right now while I'm having ghetto dreams.
Cold sweats, listening to the old sweat. 1, 2, this a whole check. No, for real, nigga, this a whole.